You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and the Scottish Queer International Film Festival, or SQIFF, is back again this year from the 8th till the 12th of October with a great range of films and events. And we're here today to learn about their programme and how they've made the events accessible for blind and partially sighted people. We're joined by James Kyle and Kiana Kalantar-Homozy to learn more. Hi James and Kiana, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hi.
So can you give us an overview of this year's SQIFF Festival?
So yes, we have an exciting range of films and interactive events at the festival this year. This is our 9th annual celebration of LGBTQIA plus filmmaking talent. And this year we're running events at the CCA and the GFT in Glasgow from the 11th of October. And all tickets are priced on a pay what you can basis. So we're kicking off the festival on Tuesday the 8th of October with two events. The first one is called From Production to Festival, Crafting Accessible Films with We Prep Film. It's a panel discussion doing a deep delve into a case study of access dedicated film festivals, and that is followed by an accessible networking session. Then we have our opening Scottish Shorts event with ambitious films about challenging war, capitalism, imagining feminist utopias, breathing a sense of home, and a lot more. And that will be at the GFT. Just to give you an idea of our interactive events, we have a filmmaker social on Thursday at 8 p.m. and one of our monthly queer filmmakers group events on the Friday at 6:30. And those are led by Leo Torre. We also have a craft fair on the Saturday from 12 to 5 p.m. and an arts installation throughout the whole festival, which celebrates the legacy of the Independent Queer Workers Cooperative Bonjour. So there's really something for everyone.
It's a really exciting range of events. How have you made the screenings and the events accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, we have a number of accessibility measures specifically for blind and partially sighted people. Our three English language programmes have audio description available, and those programme titles, in case anyone wants to look this up, that's our opening night Scottish Shorts, another film event called Coping, Managing, Healing, and our Scottish Shorts 2. During the screenings, we also have the lights up, so it's slightly easier to move. Guide dogs and support animals are welcome. And we'll have dedicated access seating for anyone who needs it. We also have access notes to let audiences know about loud music or sudden sound effects. And this is available on our website and the brochure. Our website has accessibility features, so you can listen to the page, adjust the text size and contrast. We also have audio versions and plain text versions of the brochure on our website, and there'll be large print versions available at the CCA for people who, like me, prefer paper. We have a whole range of wider accessibility measures, including white room. And you can find the rest of these access measures on our brochure. But I'd like to pass this over to James from RNIB, who is kindly helping us with training for our volunteers and access support team.
Yeah, thanks. So one of the things that we've been doing with the volunteers of SQIFF is, you know, running short hour long vision awareness sessions so that all the volunteers who will be attending SQIFF events and assisting people around the venues and, you know, getting in and out of the screenings and such, to ensure that they're all aware of how best to support a person with a vision impairment, whether that's partial sight or no vision whatsoever. We want to make sure that all the volunteers who are, you know, working with SQIFF can provide sighted guiding, for example, and, you know, understand what types of vision impairments people that are attending may have and how that affects their vision and, you know, all these types of things. And it's really just to make sure that people with sight loss attending SQIFF have an excellent experience and, would consider going again the following year. Alongside that, we're also promoting the event to our service users through our Connect Facebook group for Scotland. So our roughly 1,200 plus members are aware of the events and know how to get in touch with Squiff if they want to find out more and how to sort of book tickets for any of the audio described screenings or events that they want to attend.
For people who haven't been to a film festival before, and especially kind of a short film festival before, why would you encourage them to give it a go?
So, speaking personally, what brought me to Swift before I started working for the festival in this access role was the welcoming and friendly atmosphere. I think it's both vibrant and very chill and relaxed at the same time. So it's a great place to meet new people, connect with others, and network. There's a whole variety of events and opportunities. So depending on where you are in your journey with film, you can watch films and learn, or you can do workshops and develop ideas and find people to collaborate with. So it's a really great way to learn about other people's stories and journeys, both on a personal and professional level. And I think the other thing I really like about the festival and what drew me to Swift was the fact that we're very audience centered. So if there's something that audiences want us to have at the festival or even throughout the year, we'll have events and workshops. You can let us know and get in touch because we really do want to have that interactive relationship with our audiences.
One thing I would add about Squiff is it's certainly not something that people from outside the LGBT community should feel apprehensive about attending. It's something that would be really interesting and entertaining to everyone. It's something that I'm really keen to get along to this year, just to experience the range of different events that are on offer.
And where can people learn more about Squiff and see and read the programme or listen to the audio describe programme that you've got on your website?
You can find all the information on our website, and that's www.swift.org. Our social media as well will update and give you kind of highlights on the events that we're running. So our Insta is at Scots Queer Film. We're also on Twitter or X, and we're also on Facebook. If you'd like to type Scottish Queer International Film Festival, you'll find our page there. If you have any questions or want to get in touch with us, you can also email us at info@swift.org. And we also have a mobile number, which is 0787 333 1036. So yeah, feel free to get in touch and engage with us before, during, and after the festival, and we'd love to see you there.
Well, thank you so much, James Kyle and Kiana Kalantar-Homozy, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk all about this year's Scottish Queer International Film Festival, taking place at the CCA and GFT in Glasgow from the 8th to the 12th of October.